Diary, Notes of Travel. Santa Barbara, California, September 11th, 1902. I attempted too much today. Dr. Jones provided horses and carriage, and a few of us went to look at some places which are thought to be favorable for sanitarium work. After we had ridden for a few miles, my afflicted hip gave me so much pain I could go no further. We were obliged to turn back. I was very thankful when we reached the house and could lie down, for the pain was extremely severe. But the affliction of my soul is more painful than my physical suffering. While I have strength, I will begin a letter to Dr. Jones and write as much as I can before we have to take the cars. I have several times been instructed in regard to the dangerous place in which Dr. Jones is standing. He needs to be converted. He has yielded to the evil influences with which he has been surrounded. Influences which should never have been tolerated were introduced into the St. Helena Sanitarium. The strong spirit of Sister Sanderson was a snare to Dr. Jones, and I was instructed that unless changes were made at once in the sanitarium, Dr. Jones would be captivated by the temptations that came to him in a certain way. He was infatuated with evil. I have been painfully surprised that Brother Jones did not discern the danger of the situation in which his son was placed. He seemed to have lost discernment, and did not reason from cause to effect. On Sabbaths, I exerted myself to speak to the patients. But the concerts that were held as soon as the hours of the Sabbath were over counterworked the influences of the religious services that were held during the day. Dr. Jones acted as leader in these concerts, against which I bore my testimony. When the change did come, and Dr. Sanderson and his wife were separated from the institution, the developments were but the reaping of that which had been sown. In obtaining his education, Dr. Jones had been under evil influences, and when he connected with the institution in St. Helena, he did not let his light shine forth in clear, bright rays. He failed to give the light to others. His record in the sanitarium was such as would call forth the words of God: "Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting." Daniel 5, verse 27. I sincerely hoped that when Dr. Jones severed his connection with the sanitarium, he would see the importance of taking heed to the instruction that outlined what sanitarium work should be. The lives of the young people connected with our sanitariums should be such as to exert a convicting and converting power upon those who have not received the message for this time. But when those at the head of the institution exerted an influence that was deleterious, many of the nurses learned from them and walked in their footsteps. Instead of gaining ground in St. Helena, Dr. Jones lost ground. And when he opened the sanitarium in Santa Barbara, he was not a proper representative of what constitutes a Christian. His influence was such as to be a reproach to the sacred truth of heavenly origin. September 28, 1902, San Diego, California. Good is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His praise should be in our hearts and upon our lips. We should praise him with our voices. For whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. Psalm 50, verse 23. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious, and full of compassion, and righteous. Psalm 112, verse 1, 4. The Lord blessed me yesterday as I spoke to the people in the little chapel in San Diego. I am thankful that the brethren and sisters here have interested themselves to secure a place appropriate for a house of worship. This is a neat but economical structure. We hope that ere long it will be enlarged. Our medical workers here are doing their best with the facilities they now have for the treatment of the sick. The building they occupy was once a saloon. With a little work, the rooms where the liquor was served have been converted into treatment rooms. This will answer the purpose until money is obtained for the purchase of property for a sanitarium. We hope soon to purchase for this purpose a property about 5 miles from San Diego. This property consists of about 20 acres of ground and a building of about 60 rooms, which was built for a sanitarium. This property is offered to us at 1/3 its cost. We do not want to lose this opportunity. We must call upon our brethren to help us purchase this property in Southern California.